The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
So now that we understand that everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, and continues to do is by default beautiful, then how do we end up being people who consistently see the beauty of God in everything, right? And that's what we want to get to, that I see beauty in everything. There are three things we'll talk about, Number one, we have to accept that everything that comes from God is beautiful. The second point when it comes to trying to see everything as beautiful is by actively engaging in those things which will beautify our existence, right? And so there are a bunch of things, right? So like number one, start with the bare minimum, beautifying ourselves, dressing nicely, looking pleasant, right? Smelling pleasant, right? These simple things can have an entire shift in our view of things, right? If I feel good, naturally I will think better, right? And this is not something that, like, we're just making up. Man, we have so many traditions on this regard, right? For example, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ, that indeed Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. وَيُحِبُّ أَن يَرَى أَثَرَ نِعْمَتِهِ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ وَيُبْغِذُ الْبَؤُسَ التَّبَاؤُسِ. And he says, and he likes to see the evidence of that beauty in his creation. That means, make yourself look pleasant. Make yourself look presentable. And the hadith continues, he loathes misery and pretending to be miserable. So, we all have like our sick pajamas, our sick sweats. As soon as I put those on, my wife's like, something's wrong. Because we have our sick clothes, right? Well, then if that's what I have, then those should be only for that. Not because I feel out of it today. Like, there are things that happen, like, we have to fight off the desire of being down sometimes. Sometimes we're down, But I can't compound the internal feeling with external equality of that. You know what I mean by that or no? So, like, externally, I don't shave then for a week. Externally, I don't comb my hair. Externally, I don't shower. I wear all of these sick clothes just because internally I don't feel good right now. No. If you force yourself externally to fight off that internal feeling, you will be able to shake off that feeling of not feeling good. You understand? The external has an effect on the internal. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right? And so I externally fight off these things that are internally giving flame, giving like oxygen to the fire that I feel inside. So that's number one. Now obviously this Jamal has conditions, right? Our sixth Imam says, same tradition, he says, Albas wa tajmal, dress and beautify yourselves, he says. Dress and beautify yourselves. Fa inna allaha jamilun yuhibbul jamal wa la yakun min halalin. This is important, that it has to be in a halal way. So know your rules. There are certain things like you can't wear, we can't wear, I can't wear certain type of things, right? And that's evident enough. So there is the expectation of looking presentable within the framework of halal, right? And so that's number one. But more importantly than external nature, and this is really important for a lot of us, is to beautify our akhlaq. Our akhlaq, right? Our akhlaq, right? The way we treat each other, the way I conduct myself, you know? Sometimes I just don't feel like smiling. No, smile. Life's hard, yeah? Life's hard, man. Like, you know, it's not easy, but there is an expectation of behavior that has been given to us by the Prophet. Live up to that even if you don't feel like living up to that at that moment. The Prophet has this beautiful tradition. He says, خَيْرُ مَا أُعْطِيَ الرَّجُلُ الْمُؤْمِنُ خُلْقُ حَسَنٌ. The best thing given to a believer is good akhlaq, good character. وَالشَّرُّ مَا أُعْطِيَ الرَّجُلُ. And the worst thing that can be given to a person, قَلْبُ سُوءٍ فِي سُورَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ. Yeah? A bad heart but a beautiful face. Worst thing that can be given to a person. Yeah? We concentrate on how we look externally all the time, right? But we're not looking to see what kind of akhlaq do we have. Beautify our akhlaq. Yeah? Beautify it. Man, that's one of the hardest things to do in this world, is to have consistent good akhlaq. Yeah? If it was easy, my brothers and sisters, we would all be at the highest levels of iman, because that's what takes us to the highest levels of iman. If you ever wonder why we haven't reached that highest levels of iman, it's not because of the salah, we do it every day. Yeah, it's not because of the fast, we do it every Shahr Ramadan. It's because we are not yet consistent in our akhlaq. Yeah? Not saying we have bad akhlaq. We're just not consistent in our good akhlaq. Yeah? If we had consistency in good akhlaq, the traditions are overwhelming that it will raise you to the highest stations of spirituality. Yeah? The highest stations of closeness to Allah. Do it. Yeah? Fight the desire just to be grumpy with the desire of wanting to be good. And then the third aspect of this beautification is to beautify our actions and our duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by adding heart and soul to the things that we do. Yeah? This is important. So it's not just about me. That's one aspect. Me wearing nice clothes when I pray. That's one aspect. Me smelling nice when I pray. That's one aspect. Me making sure that my qira'at is good. That's one aspect. Me making sure that my ruku is good, my sujoods are good, they are long, they are nice du'a. That's all one aspect. But there's another aspect of there being heart in my salah. Yeah? That's what adds beauty to our salah. When I know who I'm praying to. Yeah? When there is humility in my salah. When there is thought in my salah. I'm not just doing this so that I can be done with it, so I can do something else after this. No, that's not the mindset of one who has heart in their salah, right? And it's this heart in salah that distinguishes us from others, right? So that's the second point in all of these different forms. The first one, as we said, was to accept that everything that comes from God is beautiful. Everything. The second is to actively engage in those things that are loved by God. God loves us looking good. God loves us with good akhlaq. God loves us when we put heart into things. So we engage in those things which God loves because they are beautiful to Him. The third is, and this is the third final thing that I said, we saw three things. We need to develop characteristics that will aid us in seeing the beauty in everything. Yeah? So the first, it goes back to that first point where we say we have to see the beauty in everything. Not easy to do so. But if I have this third point, which is I have characteristics that God wants in me, it will aid me in seeing beauty in everything.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. Shakur
قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.